see what I see.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. First set of court orders I have for you are personal property paid abatements. There is a total of three of them. And the abatement numbers are 300212 to 300214. On one that ends in 212, it's a leased equipment that was double assessed. Basically, it was paid by the lessee and the lease, and then also the leasing company. On 213, we have the same situation, and on 214, the personal property was not purchased until March, so it should not have been assessed for a 20. It was bought in March 2014. They did not own it on the 1st of January, so it should not have been on their bill for 2017. Exhibit
A dated 12/29.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yep. 17.
I'll second that for discussion
of
statement.
We got a second with discussion.
I want to suggest that the assessor's offices and collector's offices, and perhaps the commission should join in on this statute that allows to go back from 3 years of date pay, the way the statute's written on 139, that be looked at across the state, because on the personal property, when 2 years is required, like when you get a license or something to look at and go back, and that's personal property is required to be paid and distributed. So when you get into school districts, like on this one, for 2015, the question would be of the collections and the funds being there. And I would just, if I were there, I would want to have the legislators look at that and point out to them the way that statute is written from the date paid.
See if I'm with you on this, like possibly they change that or they don't, can't go back so far.
And look at that wording on the statute the way it is, yes, on that part. And going back. And it'd be explained to them, you know, what that is like. When you get into school districts that do not collect much and then you come back and this is when you're 2018, it's 2017 now, and you go back and be like,
another way of saying it is it would be to limit how far back we can go, limit what we're doing now.
Yeah. And the way it's worded is not that. It's worded from the date paid. And so you could, if you got a 14 and you don't pay it until now, the 31st, and it's worded that, then 3 years from now, it's still under that statute. So I think the organizations need to, you know, look at it and think it through and explain it to them.
I think that's good. Good thought. If I could say, how do we play that out? How do we live that out, so to speak?
It's through the, you know, we have CCAM. I mean, it'd have to be through your collectors association and your assessors association to go go to the legislators and have a change. I mean, it's not like it's a...
Right. I'm with you there. I guess what I'm saying is what should be our first step?
We can discuss that. I just wanted to, I mean, I'll second the motion, but we'll, that right. can be discussed and
She's literally asking for an act of Congress. I don't know.
No. Your organization, they will discuss it in that when it's pointed out in there, and then and in your other organization, your collector's organization, when they have their meetings, they'll discuss that, and they present it, they ask their legislators to, and they explain it to them. The commission, if they got on board, they would, you know, present and ask their organization, and the bill would be written accordingly to, for the benefit of everyone.
I guess what? What's inside is in my own personal life. Uh-huh. It happens. This is what we need to look at, and it never happens. And I know it happens in our government the same. So I'm just, that's what's coming out of my mouth.
Right.
But I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm saying we all have to take a responsibility.
Yeah.
And we need to look at our tax bill and stuff before 3 or 4 years or whenever. And
don't let it go to your head, but I applaud you because you just made a first step by bringing it up today, and maybe we can keep the ball rolling. So. Yeah.
We're just all working together. Too.
Yep.
I do have a real quick question on the third one. So that's already been paid for this year?
On this and this budget?
Because it's 2017.
Yes.
Okay. So it's already been paid, and then they're asking for a reimbursement.
All right.
$5.95.
Yeah. 40 cents, yeah.
All right. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next abatement I have is a clerical error abatement. It's the abatement number is 203-646. And the clerical error... the calculation button was not up, did not update the calculation for the occupancy value, and this here is trying to correct that.
Make a motion to approve bid for December 29, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And we did not have time to bring this last one in since it was brought to me this morning. And I'm going to let Mr. Pennell there explain what the situation was on this one.
Well, let me, if I may, give you a copy. It's not a file.
Is it that one?
No.
Is that the one that you have?
There was a VOE taken. 14. Our appraiser went out, I guess, 16 or 17, before and after, and changed the value, which it shouldn't have been because it was a VOE. Actually, we shouldn't have changed it.
When was the VOE action?
2014.
Oh, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And is the abatement for 2016?
The abatement would be for 2017.
Oh.
We abated it in 14, and it was at that value, 14, 15, and 16. The field appraiser was out. We actually had a post note on our on the file that said it was 14, that he missed that. And we assessed it, you would say.
So there were no improvements done between that time?
No. If anything, the value may have gone down. It's some of the old motel restaurant stuff.
And the bill's not paid?
Not paid.
I'd make a motion that we approve.
Well, real quick.
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to find where's the... I've got a 2016 and a 2018.
Okay.
The 16 and 17 would be the same.
The 16 is what we needed to be... The 18 is the same as 17. I was in the 18 screen when I'm thinking that. Shows about $1.5 million. It should be like $850 or whatever.
$1,548,000, it should have been $846,933.
Correct, okay. Yes, sir.
So what are we actually changing? 18s? I say 18 you can do.
Yep, 17.
So we're just changing 17.
We're just changing 17.
And 17 has not been paid yet.
Correct.
Do we have, how do you want to make the motion, Sheila?
I was going to give the account number. We did that on one.
Right, okay, okay.
The property
number?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want the assessment to be 271,020.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion to approve abatement on parcel number 18-1-2-4-12-2.010 to the assessed value of $271,020.
Can you add for 2017?
For the year 2017.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did that take care of it?
We hope that's it.
Well, I mean, did that take care of this one?
Yes.
Parcel number a year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Then, Wesley, my understanding is you go in immediately and just release that flag so then they can pay it in the...
Yes.
Thank you, guys, for working 2017 court orders with me. Happy New Year.
That's all the court orders we have for this year. We should be. Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
We have board appointments.
Do we have for the zoning plan and zoning board?
Yes.
We've got applicants on both of them. Both of them. Move to appoint Doug Fabian and Brad Lawrence. Now, move to appoint Doug Fabian to the Swan Township on the Planning and Zoning Board, effective 1/1/18 to 12/31/21.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Brad Lawrence to the Cedar Creek Township on the Planning and Zoning Board, effective 1/1/18 to 12/31/2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That's it. I guess we'll be.
About May Road, do we need to? Have we do that already?
What's that?
Am I reading this road?
What am I missing?
I don't have one probably. What'd you ask?
Don't we have to prove payroll?
No. I don't have that on here.
We did that on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're good. I think we're done.
That's wrong list.
Yeah, you're on the wrong.
Okay.
Move to adjourn for 2017.
Second.
We have.
You know, I probably shouldn't say that, just in case we have to have an emergency meeting. Some word come up, and we have to do it.
Oh, yes.
I'll rescind my.
I rescind my.
I'll rescind my motion.
Second.
Do that. Yeah. Just because if you won't be able to tell you the places you need to address, you have to do that.
911.
Oh, those are administrative. We can. That's okay. Those are under us. We can go and take care of that.
And you need to. You're an official. You want to give this directly to the payroll officer. You want to get your elected officials sent.
I might do both.
So because I take every elected official
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.